Chapter 10. Shyness, awkwardness, and fear of rejection. Before a single word leaves your mouth, you've already said something. Through your posture, through your eyes, through the way you occupy space. People feel you before they hear you. That's the unspoken language, the subtle signals that tell others whether you're open, relaxed, friendly, curious, or distant. Mastering this language doesn't mean pretending, it means becoming aware of what you're already saying without words. Your energy enters before you do. Ever noticed how some people instantly make a room feel lighter? They don't have to say a thing. Their presence is calm, kind, grounded. That's energy. It's not mystical, it's emotional awareness. When you're relaxed, people sense safety. When you're warm, people feel invited. Before starting a conversation, check in with yourself. Am I rushing or calm? Open or guarded? Present or distracted? You don't need to be perfect, just aware. Your inner state quietly becomes your outer message. The openness signal. Body language is your conversation's silent partner. It tells others whether you're approachable or not. Open signs include relaxed shoulders, gentle eye contact, a natural smile, uncrossed arms, slightly leaning in. Closed signals are the opposite: arms folded, eyes down or darting away, tense or rigid posture, feet pointed away. You don't need to perform openness. You just need to feel at ease in your body. When you feel safe, you look safe, and people approach what feels safe. The smile that speaks. A genuine smile is one of the most powerful social tools ever invented. It doesn't just change how others see you, it changes how you feel. When you smile, your tone softens, your eyes brighten, and your body relaxes. It's a signal that says, I'm friendly, I'm present, I'm human. But it must be real. Forced smiles feel like masks. Real ones come from warmth or amusement. Don't smile to impress. Smile because you notice something lovely. That's authenticity, and people can always tell the difference. Tone, how sound changes everything. Words carry meaning, tone carries emotion. The same phrase, nice to meet you, can sound warm, flat, sarcastic, or nervous depending on tone. Here's the secret. Your tone follows your focus. If you're genuinely curious about someone, your tone naturally becomes lighter and kinder. So instead of worrying about how you sound, focus on how you feel about the person you're speaking to. Your voice will do the rest. The power of stillness. In conversation, stillness is underrated. When you're comfortable being still, not fidgeting, not rushing, you create calm around you. Stillness says, I'm not in a hurry. I'm here with you. You don't need to fill every second with words or movement. Sometimes the best part of presence is simply staying still and attentive. The eyes tell the story. Eye contact isn't about staring, it's about connecting. Hold someone's gaze for a few seconds at a time, then glance away naturally. It signals attentiveness without intensity. When you look, see them. Notice the color of their eyes, the emotion behind them, the subtle expressions that flicker across their face. People can feel when they're seen. That, more than anything, builds trust. Your voice as an instrument. Think of your voice as music, not just sound. Play with tone, rhythm, and pace. Slow down slightly when you want to show care. Lighten your tone when sharing something cheerful. Lower your volume to draw someone in. A calm, warm voice can make even simple words feel like kindness. Alignment, when words, tone, and body match. When what you say, how you sound, and how you move all align, people feel authenticity. That's why it's jarring when someone says, "I'm fine," while frowning and sighing. True communication happens when all parts of you tell the same story. That's presence, when your words, energy, and expression are in harmony. A little story. Once I met a woman who hardly spoke a word at first, yet she was magnetic. She listened with her whole face, her eyes bright, her posture open, her head tilted just slightly as if catching every nuance. When she finally spoke, it was soft but sure. Her tone carried calm confidence. People leaned toward her without even realizing why. That's the power of presence. She didn't demand attention. She invited it. Try this. Next time you're in a conversation, notice your unspoken cues. What is your posture saying? How is your tone landing? Are you radiating openness or tension? Practice softening your shoulders, slowing your speech, and smiling when it feels genuine. It's amazing how quickly people respond to energy that feels kind and calm. The takeaway. Words are only one part of the story. Your presence, your tone, your eyes, your warmth is the language that comes before language. People won't always remember what you said, but they will always remember how they felt when they were with you. And when your unspoken language says, "You're safe here," every conversation becomes easier, deeper, and more human.